film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're featuring our Christmas holiday special show. We have six scores left to present for you before the show is finished. We're going to play music from It's a Wonderful Life with original score by Dmitri Tiomkin. We'll hear a splendid action track from composer Alan Silvestri for Robert Zemeckis's A Christmas Carol. We're also going to hear music from a very early version of A Christmas Carol, released in 1938, featuring original score by Franz Waxman. We'll also hear a superb, almost 10-minute suite of music called Fantasy on Christmas Carols, written by Malcolm Arnold, arranged by Christopher Palmer, from the 1952 film called The Holly and the Ivy. And then we will end off today's program with music from Miracle on 34th Street, composed by Bruce Broughton. We're also going to fit in there the overture from Mark McKenzie's Blizzard, released in 2003. As I said, we're going to open up with music from the film It's a Wonderful Life, released in 1946. The film was directed by Frank Capra. It's based on the story The Greatest Gift, written by Philip Van Dorn Stern. The film stars James Stewart as George Bailey, a man whose imminent suicide on Christmas Eve brings out the intervention of his guardian angel, Clarence Oddbody, played by Henry Travers. Clarence shows George all the lives he has touched and the contributions he has made to his community. This was actually the sixth collaboration between director Capra and composer Dmitri Tiomkin. Now, what we're going to play for you right now is a re-recording of a suite of music from It's a Wonderful Life, which was done with David Newman and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, released on Telarc Records. And this was actually supposed to be a first of a series of music between Telarc Records and the Sundance Film Festival. There was supposed to be, I guess, numerous re-recordings done, but for some reason this recording sold poorly, and no other re-recordings done with David Newman have shown up on CD. Now, for this album, in the liner notes, it says that the producers returned to Tiomkin's original score as recorded in the winter of 1946. Acetates of the recording sessions and complete conductor scores likely survived as testament to a score that, in its original state, evidences the many strengths of the always difficult to pigeonhole Tiomkin, a lush, romantic score interlaced with complex, almost modern tonal passages that perfectly complement the film's many shifts in mood and tone. And now, selections from It's a Wonderful Life, re-recorded by conductor David Newman and performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to It's a Wonderful Life, original score composed by Dmitri Tiomkin, featuring conductor David Newman and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. This re-recording comes off an album that was released on Telarc Records in collaboration with the Sundance Institute. This was volume one of what was going to be many volumes of re-recordings produced by the Sundance Institute and Telarc Records, but unfortunately, look, I really don't know what happened. Maybe the album sold poorly and they couldn't afford to do more re-recordings, which is such a shame because I think David Newman is an excellent conductor and I absolutely love re-recordings. So this is one that you might want to search out and find if you can. I think it's out of print, pretty hard to find, but there's a lot of great Christmas themed scores on this album. It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Carol, and Miracle on 34th Street.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound. Music from the 2009
computer animated film directed by Robert Zemeckis called A Christmas Carol, featuring Alan Silvestri's thrilling score. That was the carriage chase. It's quite possibly one of the best action cues Alan Silvestri has written, at least since The Polar Express in 2004. What a scintillating piece, full of just outrageous, crazy orchestrations. That's the type of action cue I kind of wish I heard in Captain America. Just full throttled awesomeness. Welcome back to our Christmas special, our holiday special here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods. I am your host, and I really hope you're enjoying today's program. We're now going to step back to the 1930s, the late 1930s, 1938 to be more specific, and feature music from that version of The Christmas Carol starring Reginald Owen as Scrooge. The 50-minute score, composed by Franz Waxman, contains 10 themes incorporated into 23 orchestral numbers and 7 choral selections. Waxman, get this, had to whip all of that into shape within 5 days. The recording session began at 5 in the afternoon after everything was written and ended at 9 the following morning. In the liner notes, the composer noted that high pressure had no ill effect on the inspiration, but it's pretty hard on the body. So what we're going to play for you is a suite from Franz Waxman's 1938 version of A Christmas Carol, which is available on a superb compilation released by Verez Serban Records. There's 4 volumes of re-recordings of Franz Waxman's music. This comes off the 4th recording, which features music from such films as Dark City, the Story of Ruth, My Geisha, and Untamed. Just fantastic, fantastic albums. This particular album features conductor Richard Mills and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra performing a suite from Franz Waxman's A Christmas Carol.
Thank you.
Music from the 1938 production of A Christmas Carol, original score composed by Franz Waxman, and in that recording, Richard Mills conducts the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, and that suite, along with numerous others, are available on an album through Vera Saraband Records called Legends of Hollywood, Franz Waxman. And as I said, there are four volumes of re-recordings available on Vera Saraband Records, and again, I don't think my information is wrong, but these four recordings are also incredibly hard to find and very expensive. But if you can find them and at a reasonable price, I highly recommend you pick it up. All four recordings are superb. Moving on, we're going to feature now music from the 1952 film called The Holly and the Ivy. It tells a story of a family who reunites under its patriarch, Reverend Gregory, played by Ralph Richardson, in a small village during the Yuletide season. The late Christopher Palmer actually arranged Malcolm Arnold's original music, along with traditional Christmas carols heard in the film, to form the piece that we're going to play for you right now, which is called Fantasy on Christmas Carols. As I said, the piece arranged by Christopher Palmer incorporates familiar holiday music, but still bears Malcolm Arnold's unmistakable unique sound. For this recording, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Rumen Gamba, and it comes off an album from Shandos Records called The Film Music of Sir Malcolm Arnold. Volume 2.
Thank you.
a lovely piece of music called Fantasy on Christmas Carols, composed by Malcolm Arnold, arranged by Christopher Palmer, featuring the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Rumen Gamba, and it comes from an album called The Film Music of Sir Malcolm Arnold, available on Shandos Records.
Bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
absolutely thrilling and magical suite from Mark McKenzie's fantastic score to the 2003 film called Blizzard. That was one of my favorite scores from 2003. And that suite was actually featured on the Academy Awards. Which year in the Academy? Maybe it was 2003, 2004, but it was featured at the Academy Awards as well. Just a great album. I actually was given a promo by Mark McKenzie at the time of the film's release, but it took Entrada Records a few years to get the album out for the rest of the world to hear, and it quickly went out of print, and it's just another fantastic score by Mark McKenzie. I don't think Mark McKenzie has written a bad score. Thinking back to when he started, I don't think there's a bad one in the bunch. We're going to have to do another Mark McKenzie special. What do you think about that? I think maybe in the new year we'll do that. We'll do a Mark McKenzie special. Just writes excellent, excellent music. Well, we're coming to the end of our Christmas holiday special featuring music from some Christmas favorites, past and present. The last one we're going to play for you comes from Bruce Broughton's absolutely superb score to the remake of Miracle on 34th Street, released in 1994. This, like most Christmas scores, was very festive and warm, written for a large orchestra and chorus, plus there was one original carol written for the film, which was written for a boy soprano, choir, and strings. Lots of color, some dramatic elements, and Broughton's very own patented Americana sound. The album was limited to 1,500 copies, quickly went out of print when it was released many years ago. And again, it's a score that if you can find for a reasonable price, pick it up. Bruce Broughton writes just magical, magical music, and I'm glad to see a lot of his music, especially through the Entrada label, being released, especially music from this film score that back in 1994, a lot of film score fans wish that they had in their collections at that time. Well, that's it for me, and that's it for today's program. I really hope you enjoyed what we played for you on the show, and don't be afraid to listen to the show again if you feel like, you know, sometime in July. It doesn't have to be Christmas to listen to Christmas music. It's all great film music. And really, again, hope you've enjoyed today's programs. Any questions, comments, or concerns, please email me at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. Or since you're already on the page, and if you like what you heard, leave me a comment below in the comments section. And of course, I will get back to you as soon as I can through the comments section as well. So to end out today's program, music from the 1994 version of Miracle on 34th Street, with original score composed by Bruce Broughton. Thank you very much for listening, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.